Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer. Ever feel like time is this slippery eel, constantly wriggling out of your grasp? You know that feeling when you're staring at a to-do list longer than a CVS receipt and the only thing getting accomplished is that growing pile of laundry? Well, guess what? We're tackling that head-on today with a game-changer. The Pomodoro Technique. Now, before you click away thinking, another productivity hack? Yeah, right, hear me out. This ain't just some corporate buzzword. It's a simple, effective strategy that can actually help us harness our unique ADHD brains and get stuff done. Think of it like this. Instead of trying to conquer Mount Everest in one go, which, let's be real, is often how we approach work, the Pomodoro technique breaks things down into manageable chunks. Imagine sprints, not marathons. It's about focused bursts of energy followed by strategic breaks, keeping your brain engaged and preventing burnout. You get a burst of laser-like focus, then a quick breather to recharge. Repeat, here are 5 key takeaways that will have you mastering this technique in no time. 1. The power of the timer. This isn't about setting arbitrary deadlines, it's about harnessing the power of time constraints. When you know you only have 25 minutes, suddenly that looming task doesn't seem so daunting. It becomes a challenge to conquer within that time frame. Trust me, that internal pressure can be surprisingly motivating. 2. Ditch multitasking. We all think we're multitasking geniuses, but let's face it, our brains aren't wired for it. The Pomodoro technique encourages you to focus on one task at a time, giving it your undivided attention. This leads to deeper concentration and ultimately higher quality work. Think of it like training your brain muscles. The more you focus on one thing, the stronger that muscle gets. 3. Embrace those breaks. I know, breaks? Sounds counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. Taking short breaks between Pomodoros helps prevent mental fatigue and keeps your mind fresh. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. Get up, stretch, grab a drink, listen to a song, anything that helps you clear your head and come back with renewed focus. 4. Tailor it to your needs. The beauty of the Pomodoro technique is its flexibility. If 25 minutes feels too long or too short, adjust it. Find what works best for you. Maybe you're a 15-minute power burst kind of person, or maybe you thrive on longer intervals. Experiment and discover your sweet spot. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. 5. Track your progress. Seeing how much you accomplish can be incredibly motivating. Keep a simple log of your Pomodoros, the tasks you tackled, how long they took, even how you felt during each session. This not only helps you identify patterns and areas for improvement but also serves as a visual reminder of your progress. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're staring down that mountain of emails, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume. Instead of trying to tackle them all at once, set a timer for 25 minutes and dedicate yourself solely to clearing out that inbox. You might be surprised by how much you can accomplish in just one focused burst. After your 25-minute sprint, take a quick break. 5 minutes is perfect. Stretch, grab a coffee, or just step away from the screen for a moment. Rinse and repeat those cycles until you've made a dent in that email mountain. Not only will you feel a sense of accomplishment, but you'll also have learned to manage your time more effectively. The Pomodoro technique is like a superpower for our ADHD brains. It helps us focus, break down tasks, and ultimately achieve more. Remember, consistency is key. The more you practice, the more natural it will become. So, embrace the power of the timer, ditch multitasking, take those breaks, track your progress, and watch as you conquer your to-do list with newfound ease. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from this technique. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps others discover the magic of ADHD focus. And remember, keep those brains engaged and focused. We've got this. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.